What do a Chinese shopping holiday, American shale oil, and a messaging app worth $19 billion have in common? They're all symptoms of something profound. The economic ground has shifted beneath us. For a quarter century before 2008, the world hummed along predictably. Economists called it the Great Moderation. Interest rates, commodity prices, demographics, and economic patterns followed familiar rhythms. Then everything broke, not gradually, but decisively. The trends that guided business decisions for generations reversed course, leaving even brilliant leaders disoriented. This isn't just another business cycle or temporary disruption. Four fundamental forces are converging to remake the global economy, and understanding them isn't optional anymore. It's survival. Four converging forces are reshaping the global economy. First, economic power is shifting toward emerging markets. By 2025, nearly half the world's major companies will be based in developing nations. Second, technology is accelerating exponentially. It took 500 years to go from Gutenberg's press to computer printers, but only 30 more years to invent 3D printing. Our linear thinking can't keep pace. Third, populations are aging rapidly. Japan, with its median age of 46 and robots assisting elderly shoppers, previews our future. By 2040, 1 in 4 people in wealthy nations will be over 65. Fourth, hyperconnectivity means information, money, people, and goods flow across borders at unprecedented speeds, creating both opportunities and vulnerabilities. These forces converged around 2000, breaking established patterns. Yet amid this disruption, 1 billion people have escaped extreme poverty, with 2 billion more poised to join the middle class. The world's economic center is racing eastward and southward. By 2025, it will return to Central Asia, roughly where it sat in 1 AD. We're witnessing history's largest migration, 65 million people moving to cities annually. China alone is relocating 400 million rural residents, more than the entire U.S. population. The real explosion is in 440 middleweight cities you've never heard of, places like Surat, Foshan, and Porto Alegre. Each has over 4 million people, and together they'll generate nearly half of global GDP growth by 2025. Cities create natural productivity through density. They're engines of specialization and knowledge sharing. Yet challenges abound. Traffic congestion costs Jakarta $1 billion annually. Companies adapt creatively. Panasonic pays pollution bonuses in China. Bangalore tech firms run private buses when public infrastructure fails. The smartest organizations see cities as laboratories. Lima engineers created billboards that harvest drinking water from humid air. Telekom Austria converted phone booths into electric car charging stations. The urban revolution demands we stop seeing cities as problems and start seeing them as solutions. Moore's Law drives stunning progress. Sequencing the first human genome cost $3 billion and took 13 years. Today, it costs $1,000 and takes hours. 12 breakthrough technologies could generate $14 to $33 trillion annually by 2025. Gene sequencing now advances faster than computing power, enabling personalized medicine. Nanomaterials exhibit extraordinary properties, unusual electrical characteristics, remarkable strength, greater reactivity. The energy landscape is being rewritten. Fracking dropped North American natural gas prices from $12 to $4 to $5 per unit, while solar cell costs fell to one-tenth their 1990 levels. Advanced robotics like Baxter, a $22,000 robot learning tasks through physical guidance, works safely alongside humans. Mobile computing puts supercomputers in billions of pockets, while the Internet of Things embeds sensors everywhere. Digitization slashes information costs to nearly zero while creating a data deluge. By 2020, data volume will reach over 40,000 exabytes, a 300-fold increase since 2005. Technology adoption has compressed dramatically. Telephones took over 50 years to reach half of American homes. Smartphones achieved this in just 5 years. corporate longevity reflects this brutal reality. In 1950, S&P 500 companies stayed on the index for over 60 years on average. By 2011, that dropped to 18 years. At current rates, 75% will be replaced by 2027. Business dominance now resembles an athlete's career. It lasts years, not decades. Japan's robot-assisted elderly shoppers preview our future. As nations grow wealthier, fertility rates collapse. Today, 60% of the world's population lives in countries with below replacement fertility, including China, 1.5, Brazil, 1.8, and Russia, 1.6. Germany's working age population could shrink from 54 million to 36 million by 2060. Meanwhile, life expectancy has soared from 47 years in 1950 to 69 today, heading towards 76 by mid-century. The demographic tables have inverted. Developed countries once had twice as many children as elderly. By 2050, they'll have twice as many elderly as children. The working age population peaked at 68% in 2012, but will drop to 61% over 50 years, while the elderly share increases from 9% to 23%. Without policy changes, Standard & Poor's projects median government debt in advanced economies could explode from 40% to 190% by 2050. Smart companies are adapting. Toyota rehires half its retirees. Older customers spend less on housing but more on home-cooked food, medical services, and electronics. Fujitsu created Roku Roku smartphones with larger text. The demographic shift isn't distant. It's reshaping markets now. Shanghai embodies globalization's transformation. Colonial-era Bund buildings facing Pudong's modern towers, with 47 million annual airport passengers and 32 million container port shipments. Today's globalization differs fundamentally from its predecessor. Between 1980 and 2012, goods trade surged tenfold from $1.8 trillion to $17.8 trillion, shifting from U.S.-European hubs to a global web centered on Asia. Emerging economies now drive 40% of goods flows. Financial globalization accelerated even faster. Cross-border capital flows jumped from $0.5 trillion 1980 to $12 trillion 2007, settling at $4.6 trillion by 2012. International migrants tripled from 75 million 1960 to 232 million 2013, while tourism exploded into a $2 trillion industry with over a billion travelers. Information travels instantly. Two-thirds of humanity owns mobile phones, one-third is online, and Facebook's 1.35 billion users rival the world's largest nation. The most connected countries achieve 40% higher GDP growth than the least connected. Technology spawns micro-multinationals, startups instantly accessing global talent, funding, and suppliers. But hyperconnectivity amplifies vulnerability. Disruptions cascade through extended supply chains. Success requires agility. Fujitsu restored production within a month after the 2011 earthquake through emergency protocols and manufacturing redundancy. These trends reshape the world faster than the Industrial Revolution. Urbanization, technology, aging, and hyperconnectivity amplify each other unpredictably. Self-driving cars might reduce accidents, decreasing organ donations, and increasing demand for artificial hearts. Yet there's profound reason for optimism. The world is growing richer, countries less unequal, lives longer. 3 billion people have joined or will join the middle class, lifting a billion from extreme poverty. The challenge isn't the changes themselves, but our outdated intuition. McKinsey research shows half of transformation efforts fail because senior leaders don't drive change or defend the status quo. Technical solutions aren't enough. Leaders must develop self-awareness about their biases and change mindsets throughout their organizations. Bill Gates disconnects for weeks to read widely. BlackRock's Larry Fink studies markets an hour daily. Organizations need reset catalysts, people who demonstrate new possibilities, like Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile and inspiring 16 others within 3 years. The future belongs to those who embrace agility, reset their intuitions, and seize opportunities. They won't just survive this transformation, they'll shape it.